Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, Friday, I really regret to bring the news that I have to bring to the American people. Having a conversation with the morning show host this morning, Tim Brown, and I was just going back and forth, and we have these conversations. We've had them for the last 10 years or more. So what do we need to do to lead the way in showing the people what it is that they need to do to bring about resolve? And yet we continuously bring that information to the American people constantly, every show, several times over and over and over again. And yet people have the audacity to then text us and say, well, tell us what we're supposed to do. And yet I just showed you what to do. I've done it. I'm not coming to you talking out of school. We've done this over and over and over again, and we continuously do it over and over and over again. Look to the schedule. This is what we're doing, folks. We're out there doing the stuff, as we call here, in the ministry. And you can equate that to Scripture. Luke 22:47, Mark 16:15, Luke 19:10. The list goes on. And people, we're just out there doing what we can do, and I just resorted back to what I always resort back to. Tim, what do you do for a people that refuse to respond to the truth that's been given to them? How do you show mercy to a people like that? And, you know, when you look at Jesus, he said the message that he gave was that of Jonas. And what was his message in the book of Jonah? It was he went to Nineveh and preached repentance, and they responded to the Lord. They repented, and in the process, God showed mercy. And it's the only result for the American people, because at this point, folks, the American people, through their tolerance and apathy, are inviting more of the judgments of God, and rest assured, they're coming. Rest assured, they're coming, friends, and things are not getting better, they're getting worse. Have you all heard of this guy, Klaus Schwab's assistant, Yuval Harari? I highlighted some of his stuff before. He is the embodiment of demonic incarnation. Everything about this man is demonic. He is a wicked, evil man, like the people that he works for, and in the circle of people that he keeps company with, like that of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, and the list goes on. Americans, these people mean to destroy you, and it's not just them that I'm talking about. Now, before I get ahead of myself here, I want to take a step back, because I am going to bring it in line upon line, precept upon precept, so it makes sense, as if we're walking up to a stairs, to give you understanding. Let's do that. And in doing so, friends, before I get to more of the information that I have in teeing this up, do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and subscribe to that page. Go go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, and subscribe. And as well, if you'd like to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. I get, folks, literally hundreds and hundreds of comments all day long, if not thousands. This is just one outlet that I'm looking at. If you'd like to call in and weigh in, pro or con, that's okay. If you want to contend, we can do that too. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, what do you suspect the communists mean by this? The communists saying of their enemies, and this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a totalitarian enemy, a system of government ruled by force, which is no government at all. What would you suspect that they would think concerning their slogan and the response that they're getting from the American people? What are you saying, Bradley? Well, their slogan is, if they feel mush, proceed. Keep doing what you're doing if you feel mush. But the communists say, if you feel the people steal, our enemies steal, retreat. Americans, can I ask you the question? Is your enemy retreating or are they going forward? I'm just curious. And yes, everybody has the answer. Okay? Now that's what you need to hear right there. Because Ben Franklin told us several hundred years ago that if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Is that what they're doing? It's exactly what they're doing. You know, case in point, isn't it interesting? Tim Brown, I believe, just did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm actually pulling this up as we speak. And as that's pulling up, I'm going to highlight it. But Nazi collaborator George Soros is buying second largest chain of radio stations. Hundreds of American radio stations ahead of the 2024 election. Matter of fact, he's buying a lot of the Spanish radio stations as well. Now, how is it that the American people and the American politician, of course, telling you what you want to hear, how is it that they all acknowledge George Soros as an international war criminal, but how many politicians throughout the United States of America receive funds from the likes of George Soros? And how many of the criminal element, and I'm talking about these organizations that have been planted in America that are being funded by the likes of George Soros, how is it that he's able to come into America, an international criminal? How is it that he's able to come into America and buy up all these radio stations, pay for all these politicians, and all the American people know that the politicians are working for George Soros, who, by the way, found it a pleasure to do business with the Nazis when he was basically stealing away all of those people's goods when they were being thrown on cattle cars? We showed you that video. 60 Minutes did an honest report about the criminal, I'm guessing 20 years ago now. And yet now he's buying up radio stations in America? This is what I want to revert back to in dovetailing my message for the first segment here. How do you show mercy to a people that accept this? How do you show mercy? I'm asking you to put this question to yourself. How do you expect the Lord to show you mercy when you don't even respond to the truth that he's given you? And again, let me set the scriptural record straight. His word, folks, unto his church, they're commandments, not suggestions. Just making clear. So you understand, they're not, I remember one time I was doing a church service, I still see the guy, I know his name, and I seen him sitting in the front row, and he raised his hand at the end of the church service, and he said, you know, the Lord asked me if I would do something for him. I said, really? Can you show me that in scripture outside of him wanting to see your faith? What did he ask you to do? Well, he asked me to go out there and do something. Really, what he was asking him to do was to obey him. But it wasn't the Lord asking him to do anything. It was the Lord giving the commandment to do so. He just didn't know the difference because he was a receptor of the modern-day gospel, which is destroying a lot of souls in America where the people have deceived themselves into believing they're going to heaven when they're not. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so let's kick this off. Again, the unthinkable is happening. One of the things that I've noticed right in the beginning stages of ministry was the enemy operates in a fashion where you would never believe that they'd be responsible of the crimes that they're responsible for. Well, look what's being thrown down on you, friends. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And I want to tell you what, it starts at the top because the people at the bottom, who are the government in this country, have allowed him at the top to do the things that he wants to do, and allowing him, metaphorically speaking, the tail to wag the dog. Just like in many cases, friends, in parallel, federal government over state governments. They have it completely backwards. Now, but that's not the point that I want to make. The point that I want to make, friends, is they do the unthinkable all day long. If you've never heard Conspiracy of Silence, if you've never seen that documentary, friends, do yourself a service and watch it, because it will bring you to school in a very short order. Just so you can understand the degree of crime and criminality that you're tolerating in an attempt to rule over your lives, and that's exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. Well, they're stealing, they're killing, just like their father who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And they're destroying your country. And again, it goes back to the American people tolerating their crimes. But let me show you some more of the crimes that they're advocating for, just to show you to the degree of doing the unthinkable of their crimes. This is National Geographic's drag queen, Patty Gonia, Traveler of the Year. Okay? I'm not going to play along with their abomination. Matter of fact, when I seen this, I said, Lord, enough. Enough of this. And I know that the Lord has given this country so many opportunities to deal with these criminals. I mean, the American people act like these abominations, Deuteronomy 25, that they somehow or another have a right to advocate the crimes that they're advocating for. This is called an abomination. Our laws in America condemn this every step of the way. Common sense teaches you this. This is the National Geographic. What are they doing? Well, National Geographic awarded a said drag queen as one of its 9/2024 Travelers of the Year. What is this? This is an exhibition of the people that are directing the narrative. That's who this is. This is an attempt, as I've always said, in making reference to John Adams, the second president of the United States, when he said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christianity under the umbrella of the Christian faith denominational. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. These criminals are being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution, Americans. They are at war with everything that you are because, again, these criminals are trying to establish a government without God, which will never happen. He's always in control. Matter of fact, I was at a meeting the other day and someone said that the devil was in control. I said, boy, oh boy, the whole room stood up and said, no. You're not reading that right. No, the Lord is the governor of all nations. The heavens is his throne and the earth is his footstool. He's in control. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him. How specific and how powerful is my Father? Well, he tells us that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He tells us that he knows the numbers of the hairs of our head. What does that have to do with anything? That's how intimate he is with all of us. Therefore, he is in control of all things, and he also gave the church power over all the devil, and the power of the devil who was destroyed. His power was destroyed over 2,000 years ago when my big brother Jesus hung on that cross and dying for the sins of the world as the propitiation and washing our sins from his blood. Don't you ever suggest that the devil is in control of anything. He is in control of nothing. He is in control of nothing. He can do only what my Father allows him to do and prevents him from doing. He's not in control. My goodness, and friends, for those that believe he is, don't sit there and accuse the devil of what you're guilty of choosing to do. The devil made me do it. No, he didn't. You made the choice to yield yourself to the devil. Read Romans 6:16. That was an answer back. Somebody needed to hear that. What does Romans 6:16 say? It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Oh my goodness, yeah. But what does it say after that? But God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. That means when we hold to the cross, he by the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, delivers us. Delivers us. He renews us and he regenerates us. I can take that back over to King David when he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's what he does as long as you're seeking him out. He promises, and he's not a man that he should lie, folks. Now, for all of you that I'm talking to right now that call themselves Christians, let me ask you something. Why are the American people, namely the church, tolerating this? This individual right here should be thrown into an insane asylum until he's properly judged by God in the church. On this earth, not when he dies, but on this earth according to God's statutes. That's the direction that this ministry is going, friends. And it's always been going that way. Judgment is the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. His very throne is established in what? Righteousness. He is a holy God. His heart is what? Judgment. My goodness. And as long as we hold to the statutes, he said he would verify his word. So therefore, the church needs to adhere itself to the absolute word of God uncompromisingly and doing what he told us to do so we might see the mercy of God upon a wicked and unjust nation. That's what we need. The fault lies not with the Father, friends. The fault lies within the American people for tolerating this. And look what they're doing, friends. They're emboldened right now. Why? Because the people have let it go. The people have allowed it to go this far. Are they stopping? Nope. Are they feeling your mush? Yep. That's why they're proceeding, friends. That's why they're proceeding. I guarantee you that this is a majority of the powers that are tolerated. I guarantee you this is an exhibition of who they are and what they practice. They are an abomination. As a matter of fact, I remember probably 10 years ago we were in Hollywood, California. We were doing some music stuff, which I've not unveiled yet. And when that time comes, then we'll unveil it. But if not, that's okay too. But we were on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. We were just getting something to eat before we flew back to Minneapolis. And I remember going down to Rodeo Drive. This is where all the rich, wealthy people go to shop. And I noticed all of these security guards at the front of their building. And, of course, they did that, friends, because they wanted to show everybody else that their store is the best to come in. And you need to come in. Look, we got a security guard. That's how valuable it is concerning our products here. Do come in. I mean, it's just that's really what it is fanfare. It's trying to outdo each other. But they all had security guards, and if you go and look at some of their stores, it's just pathetic. It's so distorted, some of the things that they were selling. And I'm not talking about just clothes. I'm not talking about just art. I'm talking about an overview of what I seen in Rodeo Drive was like, you people are distorted. And who was I talking about? The wealthy. These people get so high and mighty on their money that they haven't touched the earth since they've received the money that they have. And that's why the Lord warns us of this in Deuteronomy 6:12. Beware lest you forget the Lord your God. What happens when you forget the Lord your God? You start to give yourself over to the enemy of your soul. And what does he want you to do? He wants you to believe that you're a demigod and you're above of all those things that the Lord established to keep us free, namely his law. Read Isaiah 14. America, this is jacking up a lot of people. That means you talk very angry, making them very angry. And I'm telling you what, I've had it with all of this. Nope, I'm not going to pretend with them. But look what's happening. Look where they're going more so than any other place, friends. The schools. This is why they attack my ministry hard when I was doing high schools, friends. Male jumper obliterates girls' state record in high school. Now, why would a conservative outlet put a headline like that? It's true, but why would he even put a headline like that? What am I talking about? Okay, here we have it right here. This is it. Riley Gaines put, how could the parents of this boy allow their son to cheat deserving women out of opportunities? Really? You're going to sit there and play the victim, Riley? Doesn't common sense come into play and say that this is a man that is trying to be a girl? And let me ask you something, Americans, government, you are the government. Why are you tolerating your criminal, limited representative to act out in a way that our laws condemn? This is a boy. This is a man allowed by the people to participate in girl sports. That's a reflection of the people. We'll be right back.
It doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. The DA herself taking the stand in a Georgia courtroom Thursday at a hearing to determine if she should be removed from an election case against former President Trump. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis facing scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
Wade testified earlier during the Thursday hearing aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's Georgia election case due to their romantic involvement. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Hur's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, the show is what the show is. The Holy Ghost decides he's taking over. I'm getting out of the way. We're going for it, okay? And what we're talking about right now is all these things that are going on. And it started, I'll tell you, when I started to see it more than I didn't, is when I first got saved in about 2005, 2006, we were doing high schools all over the country, and everything was fine until George Bush Jr., that little devil, the one that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. It's interesting. Everything was fine until he started to advocate and push forth the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda. Let me say it again. All of our laws condemn the crime. And what has it spun out to? Exactly what I knew it was going to spin out to be. It was about the kids. Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. I didn't make that up. That's the slogans. Where did that come from? NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. Okay? And we've had in the congressional record the Gay Manifesto, which shows you exactly, since 1987, by the way, which shows you exactly the intent of these sodomites and what they're doing today. And they'll tell you it's satire, but they have been guilty and found guilty 100,000 times over in America alone since 2005 in proving my point, in which, by the way, I was called by the mainstream media a bigot and a hater. Now, I was sitting back while I was under attack by those that were playing the victims. What are they the victims of? Speaking of the sodomites, they're victims of the law that condemned their crimes because it's felonious activity. It's a felony. Check your state statute out. And matter of fact, throughout the United States, it's still against the law. But yet, look at, they're overlooking the law. What do? If they want to tear down a law, they just try to, well, they use like musicians or sports freaks or idols or movie stars or whatever they want to call themselves, and they begin to push it on you because they want to normalize it, right? Regardless of what it's all about, no, what they're trying to do is they're trying to tear down the law. So, and the way they do that is they play the victim while attacking the law abiders. And they play the victim, friends, and what does the media do? They pick them up as the victims, try to sell to the American people that they're victims. Now, I think everybody across not only America but across the world now understands what the gay agenda is about. It's exactly what I said it was about 20 years ago, and nobody wanted to listen to it. But this is what I want to address. So one of our friends said online, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Really, how's that working out for you? Who does the church look to bring forth justice? If you look throughout Scripture, you'll see that the magistrates and the judges went to the church. Isn't that interesting? And isn't it interesting that in America today we have something called common law? Nothing's changed, people that want to hide behind the Lord will take vengeance. Justice is mine, saith the Lord. Oh, yes, it is. But who is he looking to take vengeance? His church and government. That's why you have Moses and the Ten Commandments in all of your buildings. Aren't those politicians swearing to uphold the laws found in the Bible? Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, yes, 23. But I want to say something, and you can take this how you want to take it, the person that said it. You can go ahead and hide behind Scripture out of context all day long. But again, the question remains, how's that working out for your kids? How's that working out for your posterity? How's that working out for your grandkids? Wait a second. Common sense tells us that somebody has to come in and enforce the law against the crimes that are being committed, right? Isn't that the Lord working through the righteous, taking vengeance upon the wicked? Yep, it is. See, in this country, we used to do that. We used to have enough common sense to know the Lord was working through righteous men in the governments, first in the church, and bringing forth the execution of the law unto judgment to do what? To establish righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51, verse 4. But no, the American people now have been taught to sit back, let the Lord do it. Oh, really? Really? No. It says, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Like when Moses brought the children of Israel to the promised land. Remember, he brought them to the edge of the sea and the Lord said, be still and know that I'm God. You're not in that position. You're not even close to being in that position because you haven't obeyed at the beginning. Okay? So you're not going to be a partaker of his miracles and understanding who he is in a greater degree of his miraculous powers until you first obey the first. Okay? Because he's not going to make himself out to be, or his spirit's workings out to be, some sort of circus to entertain the people. No. Basic, elementary understanding concerning crime is that the church upholds and preaches his law to the people. And the government, in turn, is held accountable to enforce the laws found within the Bible. That's never altered. I don't ever see where that's ever been abrogated. Of course, there's no amendment to any of this. No, because the Lord hasn't changed, and he's not going to change. No, see what people are doing to try to stay safe, at least temporarily. You know, they're the ones that are just trying to be the last ones eaten by the crocodile. They're the appeasers. Those are the ones that talk about the Word, but they know nothing of the Word or his workings in any sense of the Word, because they have no testimony as unto the Lord. Why? Because they've never been to the cross. What do? Well, they just take it out of context and they say, well, vengeance belongs unto me. Yep, it does. But who does he bring that vengeance through? My goodness, folks. You're called to be the light that reproves the darkness. You know, in this country, if a crime was committed, there was just recompense, and it was quick, and it was swift. All the way up until the 1900s, a county just across from me right now has a jail outside. It's a little jail, and it sets outside. So, like, for example, if a man committed the crime of murder, they held to the word of God, Numbers 35:33, where if a man sheds the blood of another man, the blood of that man that shed that blood, his blood was to be shed as an appeasement before God. Guess what they used to do in this country? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That magistrate obeyed the Lord's law, and he executed Numbers 35:33. And what did they teach them? That the righteous are not to be played with, and that is to those that wanted to look at them in an objective way or a way of indifference to the Word of God. But it still taught them the fear of God, regardless if they wanted to submit to it or not. But I guarantee you, they didn't think about committing murder. Why? Because they seen that the church and the state working together, because they're the two sciences that run together, said James Wilson, American jurisprudence. It wasn't a separation the way that you've been dummied down to believe, but what did they do? They worked together, and they brought forth judgment, and they did it in a public way, and they brought swift judgment to the guilty in teaching others not to commit the crime. Is that the Lord taking vengeance? Yep, it is. Now, when it comes to sodomy, sodomy wasn't tolerated at all in this country. So are you going to tell me, people that have taken on the modern gospel that know nothing of the Word of God? Are you going to tell me that someone else is, you're telling me that all this that's going on in the world right now, our world in America, are you telling me that God's supposed to take care of the injustices that are taking place because you're not willing to right the wrongs that He commanded you to right? You're a hypocrite. You're the worst of men. I mean, how many parents out there chastise their kids for the very things that I'm trying to prove right now in a loving way? And by the way, it's all out of love because God is love. Isn't it interesting how when we're preaching the word here, isn't it interesting how it's applicable to everybody else? Like, for example, people that say this and the person that I'm talking to right now, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Isn't that interesting how they sit and complain about the politicians who don't uphold the law? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, aren't you? Yep, you are. You're a walking contradiction. You need to study the Word and understand that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. How do they learn that? Through the church? Through the church? In good government? In the government in this country, as you all well know, friends, and you've been told 1.5 million times, you are the government, but Americans don't want to take the responsibility there. No. They sit back and they allow the bad guys to drive the narrative and tell you what bad thing is coming next, and the American people submit to it. Instead of taking heed to the counsels of God, you take heed to the counsels of men, and you suffer their abuses. And then you have the audacity to call out to God and say, God, where are you at? And I can hear this as a little boy, my mom even saying to me, Bradley, God helps those that help themselves. Yep, common sense comes into play. But that common sense, I'll tell you what, is out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the American people, especially when they name the name of Christ as their Lord and Savior. And in 9 times out of 10, they know nothing of Him. What do you think the cross of Christ was? God's hatred towards sin. What else was it? A judgment upon the prince of this world. Jesus Christ through the cross, and God showing how much He hated sin, took His Son, gave you His heart, threw Him up on the cross, and said, this is how much I hate sin. Oh, and by the way, Satan, you are now defeated. You thought this was your victory. Little did you know that it was my victory through the death of Jesus Christ. And that's our victory too. By the way, that's the power of God unto salvation. Oh, and all the bad guys for God, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because guess what they did? They did it. See, and that's what I think of guys like George Whitefield. He used to preach to colleges to the young people. He was a great awakening preacher. I think of that of Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers out of England. And then I think of guys like Napoleon Bonaparte, who was a tyrant who knew better not to mess with the children of God. Yeah, that's what it makes me think of. Wait a second. We are the ones, when the people of the earth shall see that we're called by the name of the Lord, they shall be afraid of us. Why? Because the Lord takes vengeance through his church and through those that bear the cross. Read your Bible. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So, we got someone, we've had this individual online for some time now, and this individual is always contrary to the things that I'm saying, very contrary to the things that Tim says in the morning show, and we're very well aware of this person, and this person's sparking up again. So what I'd like to do is, if you wouldn't mind calling me and setting me straight on the radio, I'd love to answer your question. I'd love to answer your question. 1-866-582-9933. The point that this person is saying is, in Revelation it says over and over again, after each wow, and they repented not. The Bible does not say that the Lord helps those who help themselves. If we could help ourselves, we wouldn't need Jesus. I never one time said anything of being outside of Christ. I didn't hear that part. I mean, after all, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. He is the power source. Our lights don't work until we're plugged into Him, metaphorically speaking. And to answer your question, because I know that you're not going to call, and I wouldn't call if I were you neither, faith without works is dead. God helps those that help themselves. You have selective hearing, ma'am. You really have selective hearing. You apparently think that it's your objective in life to get on this show and stir people up in any way to get away from the message that's being preached here. But it's interesting. I find that it's you. It's always you or one other that does what you do. And we're very well aware of you, for the record. Okay? That's all the time we're giving you. But I just answered your question. Nobody ever said anything about doing anything outside of Christ. Hey, folks, because without him, we are nothing. But with him, we have all the power in the world to right the wrongs. We have all the power in the world to right the wrongs. I mean, can you imagine people just hiding behind prayer? Because that's what they do in the American church. They hide behind prayer all day. That's great. Pray, but remember the patriarchs of the faith, not only did they pray, but they also had to go to the battlefield. Okay? And God sent them to the battlefield to prove who he was. Why? So they could meet the Lord on a Kairos Kronos moment. That's where man meets God, in their obedience to the Lord. Okay? And it goes back to something that also comes to my aid, where I believe it was the fifth president of the United States of America. His dad was my favorite president, by the way, one of many ones, John Adams, John Quincy Adams. And I don't know why this is doing this, but it is. Hang on. President. I'm seeing if it's him. No, that was Monroe. That's right. We'll go to the sixth president. This is live radio. Just hang on a second. You know what women hate, especially like these ankle biters that we deal with once in a while? They hate the authority of a man, namely a godly man. They hate it. Oh, I mean, if we're jacking up your devils, praise God. You need to stay in the Word until you're delivered. Seriously. He was the sixth president of the United States of America, John Adams. He said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That sounds like God helps them that help themselves. Yep. I mean, we are an armed people. I mean, folks, I could spend another hour answering that question or that statement. I don't even know that I've even gotten to my message yet. I haven't, for the most part, because what happens, folks, is people start to become convicted. And once they become convicted, I already gave you one. You didn't want to hear it. You didn't want to call in. So shut up. Seriously, you've had the opportunity. I've given it out to you three times now, and you want to keep trying to divide people. And the Bible tells us that we're to mark those that give offense. You're an offense, and you've always been an offense. So that's the last warning you're getting, just so you know. I'm done with you. The great wonder of the age is how the American people sit back and tolerate this. Why was it against the law? Why is it against the law? I said was and is, so people don't think that this is normal. And of course, you know, again, we've been covering people that believe that God's going to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Again, how's that working out for you? But it's interesting how they can take the time and fill up a 120,000-seat arena, isn't it? Yeah. That's where their hearts are at, and it's called idolatry. I want to show you some young people that are helping themselves, thereby helping the young people. Okay? And this guy right here, this is what I want you to see. This guy right here is being busted by a bunch of kids. They're college-age kids that are going around and dealing with what the government's trying to breed concerning these sodomites, concerning these, what they call transgenders, which we're not going to pretend with, and also going and attacking, lawfully dealing with and exposing pedophiles that are preying on children, because that's what this is all about, as you all the well know. I don't know how it gets any more obvious than what it is right now. But here you have it, okay? These are young people helping the younger generation by fighting for them. Check this out.
Let me tell you this. We'll be watching you.
Okay, this is a pedophile.
So we talked to all the neighbors, and they said they've seen, like, they thought it was like kids were staying there. They said that there were so many people in and out of it. I'm really wondering if we just fucking, I see he's been here, living here for a long time.
How's it going?
My name's Nick Iacino. We do YouTube.
We have his name. We have his address. Just get a warrant.
Okay, so they get the police involved. Why? The government's trying to normalize what the young people are standing up, trying to do and protecting the kids. What are they doing? They're acting as the law enforcers. Common sense comes into play.
Kevin, do you have anything else to say to other predators out there?
I'll say it. We'll find you. We'll get you. We'll catch you.
Amen.
It's not over. We are going
to... Amen. Okay, so just to show you what's happening is you're seeing a lot of vigilante justice. And now, when I see vigilante justice where it aligns itself with the statutes within state law and God's statutes, what it's all predicated upon, I'm all for it. Absolutely all for it. Because that's what preserves our freedoms. And furthermore, it's a mercy to the innocent. But of course, the mindset in America today is allow the wicked to do what they do. Do you not know that scripture tells us that mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent? Yeah. Yeah. What's happening? You're seeing vigilante all across the world standing up on the behalf of kids. Why? Because this whole agenda is aimed at kids. Hey, friends, I know you don't want to admit it yet, but we're almost allowing them to go there. Some people are. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. In America, just so you know, I told Americans 15 years ago, I told the American people, they're trying to Europeanize America. When I seen that whole sodomite agenda and how the mainstream media and politicians were pushing it, I knew they were trying to Europeanize America. Why? Because they want to rule over you arbitrarily. But it doesn't stop there. That's the beginning of evils. That's the beginning of evils. It truly is. Look at this kid did. Man charged after allegedly, a young man by the way, pay attention. Man charged after allegedly posing as minor to lure and kill convicted sex offender. Let me just remind all the bad guys for the 50th time on this show. There's only so far you're going to go before the people kick back. And you've already went over the line when it comes to the children of more than not in this country. When you stand back, Americans, and watch a governor, like we did in the state of Minnesota, sit there, sign on to something he called, it was criminal is what it was, he called it legislative. When Tim Walz stood there with a little boy, I'm sorry, sat there with a little boy dressed as a girl, and the lieutenant governor with the t-shirt on that had a knife threatening those that were non-trans submit to individuals, you know something's wrong. But I'll tell you what you don't know if you're not paying attention. And if you have eyes and you don't see, let me give you eyes. He just told you who he was. I'm just here to tell you. People aren't going to put up with that. This, what's going on, is a provocation of war. And I want you to go to the next level with me. When this show ends, I'm going to shut off the sound and I'm going to come right back and I want to continue the show concerning the degree of evil that means to not just do these things to you, not to do just the things that they have been allowed to do up to this point. Oh no, it goes way further than that. They want to eradicate you. They want to genocide you, as you well know. But I want you to see the face in the incarnate demonic possession of what evil looks like. I'm gonna just take this, the end of the show, and I'm coming right back, so hang on with me, guys, we're going to keep going here, okay?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.